The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. So, did the apostles break the Sabbath law or not? Objectively speaking, we would say yes, they did something that is not lawful to do, strictly speaking, on the day of Sabbath. But what does our Lord Jesus call them? He says they are innocent men. So, subjectively, they have not broken the Sabbath. How can that be? How can something be objective and subjective at the same time? Let's say a husband or a wife, a mother, a father, has a child at home on a Sunday morning that has a bad accident. They have to rush them to the emergency room. They're there all day long. And because of that, they are unable to get to Mass that Sunday. Have they broken the teaching of the church? Objectively speaking, they were not here on Sunday. But subjectively speaking, you say they did absolutely what they were supposed to do. If they'd come to Mass and left their kid at home, you'd say, "Are they crazy? Why would they do such a thing?" Or even a businessman or woman traveling. It's required that they travel on a Sunday. And so they search out the city that they're going to. They find, "Oh, there's an evening Mass. I'll get an early enough flight so I have plenty of time to get there." The flight's delayed. They arrive and there's a detour. They have to take a longer route in order to get to the hotel. And they miss Sunday Mass. Have they committed a mortal sin? No. Right? They had every intention of getting there, fulfilling their duty. Why does our Lord say to the apostles, "I am the Lord"? Why does he say to the Pharisees, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath"? Because they had made the law their Lord. They had given the law absolute authority. And our Lord is saying, "I am the one with absolute authority." And so what had happened, because they made the law the absolute authority, they held it so strictly that their entire focus was people fulfilling the law. And what is the purpose of the law? It is to open the hearts of the people to God so that they can receive His mercy, so that they can live in union with God who is love. Now, that doesn't mean the law can be set aside willy-nilly, right? We can't justify doing things. You know, a person can't say, "Oh, Father, I needed to commit adultery." Right? Gosh, I had to get drunk on that occasion. No, but there are certain precepts that not only can be set aside, but there are occasions where they ought to be, that we can really, truly follow what God is asking of us. And I close with this. Just this morning I was reading a little bit about St. Thérèse of Lisieux. And the author says something that I think gets to the heart of what our Lord is speaking about today. He says, "You look at the life of St. Thérèse, and she had a hatred for sin. And that was important." He said, "But even more important was her confidence in the mercy of God." Hatred for sin was important, but even more important was confidence in the mercy of God. Our Lord says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." If you are so focused on living the faith in order to fulfill every precept of the faith, your focus is off. Your focus should be to live the faith in order to open your heart ever more fully to God.